Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The center fielder, Mayo Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Earl Caldwell. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to third. Peck moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Hall scores. Peck moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to home to get Peck. McGee moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Newsom covering. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Michaels moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell fields the ball and throws to Caldwell covering. Safe. Siebert moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk bunts in front of the plate. Rosar throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Schalk is out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickshott. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Dickshott steals second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. McGee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Dickshott scores. Hockett moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Schock covering, for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to third. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newsom scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greek George now catching. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Caldwell hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0 for 2 in the game. Busch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Two outs. Mayo Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Busch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the mound. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 1 in the game. George strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball towards left. Dickshott settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dickshott. Kell moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Ernie Kish pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish takes first base on ball 4. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Kell scores. Kish moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peck is walked intentionally. Johnny Johnson now pitching. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Mayo Smith. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Astroth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Ernie Kish now playing center field. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-2 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Farrell. Siebert moves to third. George moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell is walked intentionally. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk is walked intentionally. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Moses moves to third. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Kish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kish bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Kish moves to second. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Joe Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Kish moves to third. Peck moves to second. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kish who is chasing the ball. Hockett reaches third base with a triple. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-4 in the game. Tresh is walked intentionally. Michaels moves to second. Tony Cuccinello pinch hits for Johnny Johnson. Tony Cucinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cucinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Michaels moves to third. Tresh moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.